Mr. Hellman, the bombing campaign is now in its 13th year.
Beginner's luck.
Thank you very much, Deputy Minister.
Thank you, David. And a very Merry Christmas to you all.
The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena, the video drum. The television screen is the retina of the mind's eye. Become the retina of the mind's eye.
Yes.
That's why I refuse to appear on television, except on television.
I'm from the Ministry of Information. I've come to give you a check. It's a refund, actually. There was a mistake.
Mistake?
Yes, not my department, of course. I'm only records. No, I'll tell you what it is. It seems that Mr. Buttle was overcharged by information retrieval. Yes, they don't usually make mistakes, but, well, I suppose we're all human. Oh! What happened to the, Actually, you know, my coming here is rather unorthodox. Bringing you this check, as any payments are normally made through central computer, but, well, as there were certain difficulties, we thought, well, rather than cause delay, we'd let you have it now. You know, it being Christmas and all.
My husband's dead, isn't he?
I do assure you, Mrs. Buttle, the Ministry is very scrupulous about following up and eradicating any error, but if you do have any complaints you wish to make, I'd be, well, only too happy to send you the appropriate forms.
What have you done with his body?
Oh! I don't know anything about that, Mrs. Buttle. I'm really just delivering the check. So if, Look, if you wouldn't mind just signing these two receipts, I'd be only too happy to leave you in peace.
He hadn't done anything. He was good. What have you done with his body?
Personnel carriers. Agencies of said personnel carriers. Attempting to misdirect those to funds the form of check to pay for through unauthorized channels. Temporary central services supply tax obstructed forces of law and order and the exercise of their duty, bring into disrepute the good name of the government and the standing within the community of the Department of Information Retrieval. Attempting to disrupt the Ministry of Information Retrieval's internal communicating systems. Wasting ministry time and paper.
Now, either you plead guilty to, say, 7 or 8 of the charges, which is going to help keep costs down within your means, or you can borrow a sum to be negotiated from us at very competitive rates.
We can offer you something at, say, 11.5% over 30 years, but you will have to buy insurance to qualify for this scheme.
Or if you prefer something more specific, say, against electrical charges over £70.
All you're requested to do at this stage is to sign this form.
Think carefully before you decide. Thinking ahead in financial matters is always a wise course.
Plead guilty. It's easier, quicker, and cheaper for everyone.
The television screen has become the retina of the mind's eye.
Yes.
That's why I refuse to appear on television.
Doesn't it? bother you, the sort of things you do in information retrieval?
What? Suppose you'd rather have terrorists.
Yes, I am.
How many terrorists have you met, Sam? Actual terrorists?
Actual terrorists?
Yeah.
Well, it's only my first day.
Therefore, the television screen is part of the physical structure of the brain. Except on television.
I'd be only too happy to...
I only know you got the wrong man. I only know you got the wrong man. I only know you got the wrong man. I only know you got the wrong man.
Information transit, you got the wrong man. I got the right man. The wrong man was delivered to me as the right man. I accepted him on good faith as the right man. Was I wrong?
Therefore, whatever appears on the television screen emerges as raw experience for those who watch it.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife.
Leave you in peace.
He hasn't done anything. He was good!
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums. Ready to race to you.
You killed Buckley. There are very rigid parameters laid down to prevent such things happening. It wasn't my fault that Buttle's heart condition didn't appear on Tuttle's file.
Of course, Oblivion is not the name I was born with. That's my television name.
Now, Mouseketeers, there's one thing we want you always to remember.
Sunrise over Republic Steel. High noon at Willow Run. Sunfall on the Electric Boat Company. Midnight at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Dawn to dusk and back to dawn again. 3 8-hour shifts, one day. So much can be done in a day if Americans will keep their sleeves rolled up.
What have you done with his body?
Terrorist, the restless victim.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
No.
Mr. Facts.
Definitely no.
My name's Lowry, Mr. Warren. Sam Lowry.
Ah, Lowry. Yes.
Is it, sir?
No.
My Warren.
Cancel that.
Boys.
Okay.
Mr. Warren,
glad to have you on board.
These records.
Yes.
Sir.
Thanks,
What is that, Mr.
Don't be ridiculous, Jenkins.
About these invoices.
Yes, yes, yes. You like it up here? Right. Send them back. Stop. We've got a crack team of, are they kidding, decision makers. No interpreters. I'm expecting big things to publish the finance of you. Don't let progress see those. Between you and me, Lowry, this no department, tell records to get stuff, is about to be upgraded and the... Ah! Here we are. Your very own number on your very own door. And behind that door, your very own office. Congratulations, DZ stroke 015. Welcome to the team. Yes. No. Cancel that. Send two copies to Pike.
You're still listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
The house you grew up in isn't really your home anymore.
These voices, I don't know what they are, or who they speak to. This program is improvised, created every week while you're listening. Sometimes you're not listening. Just the same. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza is a live improvised sound experiment, collaging, and also information or the ability to bypass this show and listen to a different one from the past. There's a webpage. The address is counterfolk.com/lastever. Also found by searching for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. You can listen to shows. You can listen to shows.
Therefore, television is reality, and reality is less than television.
This song comes from the heart of my bottom. I'm forgettable, that's what I am. So forgettable. Something. Thank you.
votes are cast, and Americans have agreed to accept the will of the majority, whatever it may be. Apparently, even the younger generation has declared peace.
Television is reality, and reality is less than television.
Now the election board begins its last duty, the counting of the votes. The figures are checked and double-checked. Then they are telephoned to headquarters.
Hello? This is Mrs. Dawson, 7th Precinct. Ready to report.
From coast to coast, precinct by precinct, city by city, state by state, the results are recorded.
All of a sudden, even though you have some place where you should have ideals,
don't feel at home in my
Nothing to dream about, just what happens one day is gone. It's like you feel homesick for a place that doesn't even exist. But maybe it's like this rite of passage, you know? You won't ever have that feeling again until you create a new idea of home for yourself, you know? For your kids, for the family you start. It's like a cycle or something. I don't know, but I miss the idea of it, you know? Maybe that's all family really is. A group of people that miss the same imaginary place.
Vision is reality.
To bring Mr. Tarlene and me and interrogate him at the same voltage as Mr. Buffle and juggle the books and electrical banking.
What has Tuttle done?
We suspect him of freelance subversion.
Freelance subversive?
All over America tonight, the people are waiting to learn who they have chosen to govern for the next 4 years. Results are announced.
Who is this?
I was going to ask you the same thing. Call up. You want to say who this is?
This is Bob.
Oh, okay. Ask your question again.
Who is this?
It's Bob.
It is Bob. This is awesome.
Oh, I thought this was Bob.
No, now it's awesome.
Welcome to the show, Awesome.
Thank you for welcoming me.
How many times have you called before?
This is the first.
You said this is the third?
This is the first.
How come I don't recognize your name then?
Because this is the first.
Do you often call on the first?
Sometimes.
Are you not sure why you're inconsistent on that? Do you think the inconsistency has any relationship with your childhood experiences? Name one in particular.
One time when I was really young, I was staring at a girl and I couldn't stop staring, and we were coming out of an auditorium and I accidentally walked straight into the pillar that separates the doors.
You said you walked into a dwarf?
I walked into a door.
Did you apologize?
I didn't really care. I'm just that way.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
I said I'm just that way.
How long have you been that way?
For way too long.
What kinds of things do you think you can do to change that way?
I don't know if there's much at this point.
Much?
I don't think there's much too much I can do at this point.
How much would you do if you could?
I would really do it all.
Which sound do you like better, this way or this way? It's hard to decide.
I like it that way.
I guess I like it like this. You can sort of tune out every alternate moment to the one that you don't like. I think this way.
I wish I could do that.
You just did.
Did I really?
You just did that. You just did that, which you did. I witnessed it. Everybody witnessed it.
I don't think everybody did.
We're all always doing. That's all we can do is do. If we're not doing, then what is it that we're doing?
And reality is less than television.
I just wish I was always doing it voluntarily.
Do you think that that is an issue with control?
Of course it is. And at times, self-esteem. Body! I love this all.
This all loves you.
Well, thank you all.
Thank you.
Well,
sharing.
I have to go now.
Thank you for sharing the love.
You're welcome.
As far as I can tell, you're still listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Each week from 6 until 7 p.m. on a Tuesday night, you can listen to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, created live, improvised, at the moment that it is happening. Also, you can synthesize improvised reality via listening to archives of the show from the past on the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever. You can search on the web for Ken's last ever radio extravaganza and find that same webpage. You can listen to the shows like last week's and the week before and the week before and the week before and the week before and the week before.
Oh, hey, I won't be on next week.
Television screen has become the retina of the mind's eye. Your reality is already half video hallucination. If you're not careful, it will become total hallucination. You'll have to learn to live in a very strange new world. I had a brain tumor, and I had visions. I believe the visions caused the tumor and not the reverse. I could feel the visions coalesce and become flesh. Uncontrollable flesh.
Should have mentioned, for those who want to know what individual pieces make up the show that is happening now, what pieces went into it, what pieces are going into it, they haven't gone in yet. I don't know yet. When it's all over, I can look back, I can figure out what were the things that were the pieces that were assembled in your ears. I put that on that same webpage sometime after the program has ended, when I figure it all out. It takes a while. You're welcome to look and see. And as always, I am very happy when you send email. The address is ken@counterfolk.com. Or just visit that same webpage, send email from there, and tell me what it is. Tell me what it is.
Tell me you don't remember me, because I sure as heck fire remember you.
Not a chance.
Ned! Ryerson! Beetle Nose Ned, Ned the head.
Come on, buddy, Case Western High!
Ned Ryerson!
I did the whistling belly button trick at the high school talent show. Bing! Ned Ryerson got the shingles real bad senior year, almost didn't graduate. Bing! Again! Ned Ryerson, I dated your sister Mary Pat a couple times till you told me not to anymore. Well, Ned Ryerson, bang! Bang! So did you turn pro with that belly button thing, Ned, or? No, Phil, I sell insurance.
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? Hey, that's all right. I'll walk with you. You know, whenever I see an opportunity, that's all right.
But I'm not going to see, stand here and talk.
Or am I right? Insurance. Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? If you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? Because if you do, you could always use a little more.
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? Could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? Insurance. Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? Life insurance. Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right?
We'll have life insurance. Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? Life insurance. Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? We'll have life insurance. Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? Sure.
worth a shot.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
I earned worth a shot.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
Net worth a shot.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
Net worth a shot.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
Net worth a shot.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more.
Another thing I forgot to mention. To be a piece of the piece of this piece that whichever piece it is that it is that you are of, to become a part of that piece, you can call 512-472-5667. It is not entirely possibly unlikely or otherwise, your words and sounds may be heard on the air and water. 512-472-5667.
Have you ever heard of single premium life?
Because I think that really
The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video remix.
Stage is a signless form.
Think carefully before you decide. Thinking ahead in financial matters is always a wise course.
It's easier to get a cheaper
I'm
that's all a family really is. A group of people that miss the same imaginary place.
Gravity? Yeah! Oh my God! Get in there!
Well, I guess it goes from God to Jerry to you
to the cleaners. Right, Ken?
On television, except on television. Of course, Oblivion is not the name I was born with. That's my television name.
The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena. The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena. The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena. The video drone. The television screen is the retina of the mind's eye. Therefore, the television screen is part of the physical structure of the brain.
I only know you got the wrong man.
The house you grew up in isn't really your home anymore.
I see, you're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. This is the very end of Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, heard Tuesday night from 6 until 7 p.m. and on the internet forever at the address counterfolk.com/lastever. Your feedback, the place that the feedback goes, the feedback can be hello, the feedback can be squid. It's really up to you. It can be sent to an address, ken@counterfolk.com, or send an email through the webpage that you can find by searching for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. And at some point, you will no longer be listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Listening to this now, live, while it's happening, listening to the recording of this when it's not happening, but thinking maybe it's happening. Maybe you think that what you're listening to live now is actually a recording. All the different experiences and the combinations, some of them are explained at the webpage, including the listing of the sources that have been used in the live improvised collage that has happened. Thank you for listening, for participating, for calling, for emailing, and for not doing any of those things, especially and otherwise. Thanks again for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Off-air feedback at this point can be sent for the next few minutes by calling 512-472-566, 756-6747, 56215756647. The email address is ken@counterfolk.com. Thanks again for listening.
I don't know anything about that, Mrs. Buffalo. I'm really just delivering the check. So if you wouldn't mind just signing these two receipts, I'd be only too happy to leave you in peace.
He hadn't done anything. He was good. What have you done with his body?
Isn't being very helpful, Mr. I didn't have to come here, you know, Mrs. Buttle.
The television screen has become the retina of the mind's eye.
Then people start working on their kids, go to school, and, you know, get an education, you can do this. And all the kids went to school. School was cheap in those days. Yeah, you can get in a lot of good colleges, reasonable, you know. And everybody had expectations they were going to set the world on fire. I mean, I was going to right everything that was wrong. There wasn't anything that I wasn't going to set straight. But you soon learn as you go along that it just doesn't work that easy. There's always those politicians right in your way that are going to stop it and put an end to it for some reason or another. I don't know what their reason is or what the cause is, you know, why they do it. But it seems that they all do it. They put the skids on everything that's good a lot of times. I don't say everything, but...
How do you feel about politics today?
I'll tell you the truth. I wouldn't look at a politician from 5 feet away. I don't want to get that close to a politician at 5 feet. I just don't like them. I don't trust them. I don't have the confidence in them that I once had years ago. Today, we're getting too many scandals with these guys. I never heard of these kind of scandals years ago. Maybe they were better at hiding it in those days than they are today. And don't forget, the media today is so much faster than it used to be. We've got television that, just like that, you've got all the news you want. And they catch these people, and they got people out on the street to catch these people. The thing I don't understand about certain politicians, why they even want to be politicians. You take, a good example would be a guy like Rockefeller. Why did he want to be a politician? The guy had everything in his world. Maybe it's an ego trip, maybe it's power, maybe it's prestige, to go along with what he already had. But he really doesn't need it. The Kennedys don't need it. I mean, you know, it's just odd the way that we get our politicians, where they come from. I think in the Congress, I don't know what the percentage is, but it must be around 80 or 90% of them are lawyers. And they claim that you have to be a lawyer to be in Congress to figure out the laws and so forth. I still maintain that we should have a better cross-section of the people in Congress, that we should have more diversified type occupations representing the people in the country. I mean, I don't see any carpenters up in Congress. I don't see any cab drivers up there, that's for sure. And I think they could be taught to handle the routine of Congress and everything, maybe with a little more practical sense, too. And see, the original forefathers, when you look at their occupations, they were what, farmers, mechanics, doctor here and there, and different things like that. But they were well diverse, a few ministers of different faiths. They were scattered out. You know, it was more of a broad section of the population. And now they're all lawyers, and lawyers think in terms of law and legality and real they make everything so complicated. And I think that's the trouble with some of our laws. They're so complicated, we can't figure them out. You need another lawyer to figure out what the other lawyers are doing.
It's nice to feel. I think I feel something. Sometimes I look back and I think that I can remember times when I felt so much, or when I felt things that were very difficult to feel, and I wonder, am I not feeling as much? Am I missing out on those difficulties? Is extremeness the same thing as feeling? Trauma, pain, complete elation? Or is it all about hindsight? Listener Robert asks, why aren't you pursuing so many lines of thought? I do wonder a lot about how people think. Do people think why, where, how, what is it about the difference between always being secure in oneself, about where one places one's insecurity, where one puts the point of focus, about whether one seeks comfort in the surrounding, in matching up with peers. I understand being comforted by the opposite. I remember going to Sleep No More, some mass performance. You run around and you find your way, and a group of performers might run by and if you run after them, you can continue to watch the performance, and a large group of people would be chasing after them. And I found that I automatically went in the opposite direction. I went to the least populated place in that moment, and I explored some of the quiet, hidden places and the little drawers and the ambience. I knew before I could think that I shouldn't go where the mass of people were hastily running towards. It was a useful moment. Look at that, it's 4:59, 42 p.m. where I am, and that means it's the end of Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. I think it might be possible that I can continue to simulate the old rig the way the first, not really the first, when I started doing shows like this was 2000, maybe 2001. A bit different than I was doing shows from 94 through 99. But based on the same principle, just hitting play, hitting rewind, hitting fast forward, hitting play on many things. Less physically kinetic than I would like, but in my mind, sometimes it's all the same. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm really glad you're here. This was called Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Schedule information and playlists going back to the different stations, the different times and places and lists. You can find it at lastever.org. The other shows you can hear right here on WFMU is Give the Drummer Radio. You can find them all at wfmu.org/drummer. And I won't be on next week. I won't be here next week. Something else will be on. I don't know what yet. I will have to go now talk with other people. I say goodbye. Thanks, everyone. Please do send a note if you haven't already. Writing a comment in the playlist chat is really nice. You can also send me email. ken@lastever.org. Goodbye, and all the... they can be good things. Way, this is going to take a long time. I don't know how the MP3 compression is handling this. Okay. It's really over now. See you in 2 weeks.
Something